possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Ooh, big Powerball tonight. 10th largest ever.
Yep.
The Powerball lottery jackpot keeps climbing, now at an estimated $750 million.
Yep.
After there was no winner over the weekend, the next drawing is tonight.
I saw some video the other day about some lady manifesting her way into winning the lottery.
No.
Three times. And it explained what she did. You know, you're certain. I'm going to win the lottery. I don't remember what the steps were. I didn't really pay that much attention to the video because I was like, what? No way. But, you know, we write it on a piece of paper, whatever the steps are. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe I could win the lottery that way. And then I thought if anybody was going to manifest winning the lottery,
yep,
it's going to be Dana Wright.
It's me!
And she is like 0 for 742 now.
Have you ever won anything in the lottery?
No.
Like 20 bucks?
No.
Or $100?
No.
Five?
No. But two? I will tell you this. Am I the only one that when you go to buy a lottery ticket like Powerball, you do it and you feel like you're being judged? So you downplay it when you're up there at the, like let's say I go into Quick Trip to get a diet soda.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'll do. She'll be like, is that all today? Bring you up here. I got you over here. Yep. And then I go, I don't know. I guess go give me a Powerball ticket. I mean, sure. Not for me. Like I actually feel embarrassed.
Why?
I don't know. Sam, why is it?
I don't know.
Because you know you're wasting your money?
Because it's for the mathematically challenged. Like
I would judge you more for standing there in front of me and not saying, just give me a Powerball ticket for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Right. Than hemming and hawing about it.
Just, you know, get the ticket and get out of here.
You know.
Now, if you do come in.
I suppose. I mean, do you want the multiplier? I don't even know what that is, but sure.
If you do come in with one of those lottery, like, folder books,
yep,
and you've got 700 slips that are pre-filled out, and, oh, I want to play this one, this one, this one. I want to do this one six times.
Mm-mm. Judge away.
You're getting judged. Sorry.
You mean there are people who want to put in specific numbers?
Yes!
So, like, they sell those little booklets, and you get the slips, and you fill out your custom numbers. Okay. And there are people that have used those slips for so many years that the machine will stop reading them. So they have to fill out a new one, and they are very unhappy when they have to do that.
I'll be darned.
And sometimes they'll be like, I want this one run nine times.
Right.
And I never understood that because I thought if that was the winning number, you can't win the jackpot nine times.
You would just be splitting it nine ways.
With yourself.
With yourself, right?
But with some of the other games, that's not how it works, where you do actually win nine times the prize. It's very confusing.
I'm very confused.
You should be.
So congratulations.
If you would like to keep $2, don't buy a lottery ticket. So if you would like to donate $2, buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, and I have no intention of stopping off at a gas station on the way home to buy a lottery
ticket. Okay, but what if you were, it just so happens, you were there anyway to get gas?
You drive an electric car.
I'm just asking Scott, if you had to go in to get gas, if you had to, you know, would you be like, all right?
I've gotten a handful of them for the kids to play. You know, obviously, if they won, I would say, hey, I'm going to have to claim the prize.
For me, scratchers are actually kind of entertaining. The odds are much better, they're actually kind of entertaining.
You know what's not entertaining is being the person behind the person at the counter who is ordering scratchers tickets like he's ordering off a menu.
God, I love the scratcher tickets.
I'll take two number 17.
I've only done it like five or six times, but it's all been this year, and it's
five.
really satisfying until the very last square and you don't win anything.
Yeah, but like, but you have a strong attraction to gambling.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I don't.
It's not your thing.
No.
Not judging.
Can I save you a little hope, Dana?
Yeah.
Typically, and there's no science behind this, and I'm not a professional.
Okay.
I just happen to see a lot of winning tickets.
Right.
Right. If the winner, if there is not a winning number in the first two lines of numbers, the odds of there being one in the last three lines of numbers are pretty dang
real
low.
So in your experience, if you're going to win, you win out of the gate.
Within the first two lines of numbers.
Oh, man.
And I've never won with a lower number, or quite frankly, seen a winner with a lower number, like in the bottom three rows, without a separate winning number in the top two.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you get through those first two rows, just, you know, we're done.
Remember when your mom had like six different rows of numbers?
Oh, that was my grandfather,
was
her
that your
dad.
Grandfather? Okay. And thought they
and
had
he
won.
Thought. No, he legitimately thought he had won.
Because he had all six of the numbers,
yes.
But they were on different lines.
He goes, well, do they all have to be on the same line?
Yes.
She goes, yes.
Kind of how it works, Gramps.
She thought he won the Powerball. It was like $40 million.
Nobody has won the Powerball since May 31st. If you win tonight, Dana Wright, you can get a lump sum payment of $338.6 million before taxes.
Sold.
Before taxes.
Wait, before?
Yeah. That if you take the lump sum, yeah. That's where the lottery makes their money, is people saying, I want my money now.
Well, I thought that would be after, though. They cut it more than in half before
yes.
they tax it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They cut it in half and then they tax it.
So like I said, if you would like to keep $2, keep $2. If you would like to donate mm-hmm. it, buy a lottery ticket.
It's $2. I don't mind donating $2
so,
for the cause.
See, the last time was on May 31st when... one person in California won a $204 million jackpot. They got the cash value before taxes of $91.6 million. Odds of winning are 1 in 292 million.
Can't win if you don't play.
Well, can't donate if you don't play either.
What year would be the cutoff for I'm going to take the monthly installments? At 28, I would consider the monthly installments.
No, I would be always looking over my shoulder that someone with the lottery was trying to kill me.
Or somebody was trying to
kill
you.
It does not transfer upon your death, Sam. When you're dead, it's out.
If you die, it goes away.
Okay.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.